10. Oopsies.
Hip hip hooray! Hip hip hooray! Hip hip stop!
I shout. Snow isn't going to marry the prince.
But you just said she would,
Alan says, confused. She was going to, but then we ruined everything. I'm so sorry. When we stopped Snow from eating the apple, we changed her story. By we, I mean Jonah, but I'm not going to throw him under the bus in front of everyone. If she doesn't get poisoned, the prince can't bring her back to life. Jonah twists his bottom lip.
I didn't think of that.
We're so sorry, I say. Jonah apologized to Snow.
Sorry,
he mumbles, beet red. It's okay, Snow says, lowering her head. I don't need to marry a prince. I don't mind living with the dwarfs for the rest of my life. No, I say, feeling panicked. No, no, no. That is not the way your story goes. You cannot stay here and clean up after them for the rest of your life. We have to fix our mistake. We have to. Stories shouldn't change. They just shouldn't. Look what happens when they do. Snow loses out on her prince, and she has to stay and clean the dwarf's house for the rest of her life. It's just not fair. And things need to be fair. Judges make things fair, and so will I. And it's not fair that evil Evelyn gets away with her evilness. In your story, she gets punished. What happens to her? Snow asks. I don't remember exactly, I say, racking my brain.
She has to put on burning hot shoes and dance until she dies, Jonah chimes in.
Sure, that he remembers.
Snow winces. Ouch, that's awful. Francis nods.
That sounds like something Prince Trevor would make her do. It's the rock all over again.
He threw a rock when he was 2. Jonah used to eat rocks when he was 2. I shake my head. I have to fix Snow's story. Don't worry about me, Snow says. I'll be fine. You two have to get home anyway. Your parents are going to worry.
No, you can't leave now, Bob says. It's already dark out. It's way too dangerous. You'll stay here tonight.
I guess you don't have a car to drive us home in? Jonah asks.
We have Yopopa, Bob says. Our horse. He's a genius,
Alan adds. I can't help but giggle at the horse's name. And also, can a horse be a genius? People, yes. Me, maybe. A horse named Yopopa? Doubtful.
What's a car? Tara asks.
It's a horseless carriage, I say. Frances narrows her eyes.
Are you sure you're not a witch?
Yes, I say, but I don't even think a car or Yopopa could get us home. Who knows what will? Who knows what's even happening at home? I glance down at my watch. It says 12:15 a.m. How is that possible? It was just before midnight when we got sucked into the mirror. And we wandered around for at least a few hours. Maybe the watch stopped because the battery ran out? Or maybe the watch stopped because time has stopped at home. Well, why not? It makes as much sense as anything. When we finally get home, it will be the same time as when we left, and Mom and Dad won't have missed us at all. Perfect! I look through the window and see that it is pretty dark outside. And scary. And anyway, I can't leave without figuring out how to fix Snow's story. I just can't. It wouldn't be fair. Are you sure you have room for us? I ask. I don't want to impose.
Of course, Alan says.
Hello, fairy tale slumber party. Then we'll stay.
Jonah, I whisper angrily a few hours later, you just kicked me in the face.
Unfortunately, what Alan forgot to mention was that Jonah and I would have to share a bed. My feet are hanging over the edge, and my brother's feet are way too close to my mouth. We're sleeping on opposite ends of a mini dwarf-sized bed in Snow's room. How am I supposed to sleep like this?
and I need to sleep. I'm so very tired. I've been up for at least a zillion hours. Okay, I'm exaggerating. Actually, I don't know how long I've been up since my watch stopped. But I know I need to get some rest if I'm going to be able to come up with a plan to fix Snow's story, and then get us home.
Sorry, he says.
He turns, and tosses, and turns, and tosses.
I'm not tired. Can we go exploring? I want to see crocodiles, and dragons, and pirates, and...
Shush, I tell him, motioning to the bed next to ours. Snow's sleeping, and you should be asleep too. And no, we can't go exploring. We have to figure out how to fix Snow's story. And then we have to figure out how to get home.
You don't need to fix my story, Snow declares. I'm fine here.
You're up, I say. Did we wake you?
I'm not a great sleeper, Snow admits. Ever since...
Her voice trails off.
Since what? Jonah asks.
Since my father died, she says softly. Even in the dark, I can see the sadness on her face. My mom died right after I was born, so I never really knew her. My dad remarried, and then he died a few years later, and evil Evelyn never liked having me around.
What was it like living with evil Evelyn? I ask.
Snow sniffs.
She just ignored me. The castle had a lot of staff, so someone else would help me with my meals and clothes and things. And then one day, she started glaring at me. I guess that's when the mirror told her I was pretty.
I sigh. I feel so bad for Snow. We have to fix her story. It's not fair. Why should Snow have to clean and cook for the dwarfs when she should have her own palace? Why should evil Evelyn get away with her evil behavior? And what about the prince? If we don't fix Snow's story, she'll never meet him, and she'll never fall in love and live happily ever after.
I'm sorry we interrupted evil Evelyn yesterday, I tell her.
Oh, don't worry, Snow says. I'm sure my stepmother will try again. She's tried 3 times already.
Why do you keep letting her in? Jonah asks.
She looks at her hands sadly.
I don't know. I guess I keep hoping it's not really her. That she doesn't really hate me that much. My dad used to say that you have to believe the best in people.
Of course you should believe the best in people, I say, but not when they're trying to kill you.
But you're right. Evil Evelyn will definitely try again. In fact, she's probably yapping it up with her mirror right now, asking who the fairest of them all is. When the mirror says it's you, she'll start plotting a new plan to kill you.
An idea explodes in my mind like a firework.
Wait, that's great news! Yay!
Yeah, Snow says. Yay!
Not yay that she's going to kill you. Yay that we're going to fix your story! See, she'll probably put on another disguise and then come over. And this time, we won't interrupt. We'll let her poison you.
We will? Jonah asks uncertainly.
Yes! That's the point, right? Snow gets poisoned, you don't barge in asking for an apple, and the story goes on as planned.
But how do you know she'll use poison again? Jonah asks.
The first time she didn't use it, she tried to lace her to death.
True. Snow shivers.
And then there was the plan to eat my lungs and liver.
Your stepmom has some serious issues, I agree. But she did use poison the last 2 times, so hopefully she'll try it again.
She is a fan of poison, Snow says.
Exactly. So as long as it's poison again... That's what we'll do. Snow will eat the poison, she'll fall down, the dwarfs will put her in the box, the prince will find her and save her, she'll come back to life, and they'll live happily ever after, Jonah says.
Whew, I feel much better now.
Everything will continue as normal.
It's a perfect plan. I am such a good planner.
I bet you have to be a good planner to be a judge, so you can plan people's punishments and stuff.
When do you think she'll come? Snow asks.
I flip my pillow to the cool side. Good question. When did she come last time?
Today, Snow says.
No, before today.
Yesterday.
And the time before that?
The day before yesterday.
Perfect,
I say with a yawn. Then I bet she'll come tomorrow.
Excellent. We'll take care of everything tomorrow.
First, we fix Snow's story. Second, we figure out how to get home.